Time to talk some rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91 and also, of course, 2nm.com.au.
Mate, let's start with a local update. What's happening in our neck of the woods?
Yeah, congratulations for all the ladies who've been from the Hunter experiential thing moving through to play for the Corellas. Of course, they're part of the squad, including Georgie Ball, our good mate there, Brittany Duff from Maitland, Marianne Utai, and also Brooke Walkerly. So congratulations to all those ladies who've made it through to the New South Wales Country Corellas. We'll catch up with all the other players in the fullness of time. But speaking of which, congratulations to these young whippersnippers from the Hunter who've made their way through to play for New South Wales in the schools and the like after all their trials with CHS, CCC and the like. And that includes, of course, Ben Park, also William Clark, Sid Harvey, of course, from Narrabri, and also Talalavi. So he's a fantastic player, that young fella, and they're going to get that opportunity to go to the Australian Schoolboys Champs. So hopefully we'll see those 400 boys or those 300 boys find their way through and represent our area. Now, of course, in this round of the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, you can find out more through cnou.com.au. Great to see that the Belmore Hotel's Scone Brumbies got a win on the weekend over the Walker Rams. And the draw this weekend as we move really into the second round is we have the Gunnedah Red Devils are on the road to the Barrabah Rams, and that'll be in Barrabah. We've got the crew there from Narrabri taking on the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. That, of course, will be in Narrabri, so that'll be a bit of a test for the Brumbies after their win, as we just said. The Walker Rams take on the Crindai Lions. And finally there, of course, Tamworth Pirates take on the Moree Weebolla Bulls. So that should be a big round of rugby when it comes to Central North. Yeah, of course, we move into Newcastle. Big weekend, of course, with the Single and Earth Moving Bulls taking on Southern Beaches. Maitland may be taking on Lake Macquarie, maybe not. There's some sort of issue there when it comes to Lake Macquarie.
Yes.
We've got Wanderers taking on University and Hamilton Hawks taking on Mary the Carlton. And in the ladies, we've got Wanderers up against Uni, Tars up against Maitland, and Hamilton Hawks up against Mary the Carlton. And, of course, in the divisional, again, this is going to be a bit floppy when it comes to the draw. Bagalvin are at home there at St. Philip's Christian School as they take on the Griffins. Madawi at Boyd take on the crew there from the the Brown Snakes, and also East take on the Cessnock Mongrels. Also, when it comes to Newcastle Rugby, you can go through hunterrugby.com.au, but we wish the family all the best there for Mick Jenkinson. Of course, he's a former Wallaby, recently passed away, so very much part of the fabric of not only Wanderers Rugby, but also, of course, Newcastle Rugby, and a very good hooker who played for Australia many, many moons ago, but certainly one of the great legends of our game.
Yeah, and just very quickly, the Hunter Wildfires picked themselves up a victory against Sydney Uni last weekend.
Yeah, look, the work that's been done in that space has been fantastic in all the grades, and Scott Coleman and Brett Sutherland are certainly working their way through it. With one of our exclusives we'll just rip into is that it looks like we're going to have a national rugby competition in 2024.
Yay.
And the theory that I've been presented is it's going to either be an eight-team comp, like Super Rugby AU, where we have the Mahoma Pacific and also the Fijian Drua, and maybe even the Sunwolves returning because they've been courting the Japanese heavily, or we split the Waratahs and the Reds in half. Now, the Reds are well organised with Queensland Country and Brisbane City out of the NRC and have two teams out of Sydney and have a 10-team comp. So that'll be something for next year. The same Harvey Norman Super Rugby beyond next year. But, yeah, there's opportunities there. And, it's going to be really interesting to see how it works itself out. Test match on Saturday night. Can't believe it's actually on NBN, so it's not buried on a back channel.
Yeah.
It's on Channel 9 if you're in Sydney. So hopefully the Cadbury Wallabies can find their way through to a win in Perth against the Poms, and also, of course, big weekend there for the All Blacks and also the Irish, and the South Africans take on the crew there from Wales. That'll be on Sunday morning. And, of course, the Japanese take on the kids from France. So a couple other bits and pieces very, very quickly. Congratulations to Andy Ellis. He had his hands on the ball in 2011, the last time when the All Blacks won. He's won a premiership over there in Major League Rugby with Rugby Union RU New York. Griffel and Lesh found a way to lose to the Mahubamba Pumas there for the Curry Cup. Fantastic final. And, of course, Montpellier that had Nick White in their finalists a couple of years ago. The Altrad family will be very happy. They beat the cast side there and really blitzed him in the first half. And congratulations to Brendan Pangaramosa. You know, 4 years ago he was a nobody.
Yeah.
Now he's won premierships everywhere, and, he's one of the best hookers in the world. So we look forward to having some bit of fun this weekend. Of course, we've got Nathan Charles for you as part of the experience between 1 and 4 on 981, 2NM and 2NM.com.au when it comes to the sports show. He's part of the crew there at the Western Force with the test match on Saturday night, as we said. So he's going to give you some great insights, having caught up with him at the Classic Wallabies Wallaroos Day there in Canamble about 2 months ago.
Looking forward to it, Wixie. Thank you as always. You have a great week.
Thanks very much, Pierre.